This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Joanne Williams, associate professor of management. She's here to talk about effects of negativity in the workplace. She's being interviewed by News Bureau director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Yesterday you had mentioned workplace incivility. Today I would like to ask you to discuss why other forms of workplace aggression are on the rise.
There are many factors that are contributing to increased number of incidences of workplace aggression, including incivility. I would like to go through one scenario to illustrate why workplace violence is increasing. One factor that is often reported is the economy. As the economy weakens, consumers decrease the purchases of XYZ's product or services. This leads to a decrease in production at the organization as well as a decrease in revenue. In response to this decrease in demand, an organization may respond by decreasing the workforce through outsourcing and downsizing. Furthermore, there's less money for bonuses and pay raises. Unfortunately, as an organization decreases their workforce, they do not necessarily decrease the workload on the remaining employees. In some instances, the workload may actually increase. Whether or not the workload increases or not, employees may perceive that they are working harder for less money. Thus, they become disgruntled. On top of this, they also may begin to worry about whether they will lose their job next, or they may be experiencing some form of guilt for having their job while a friend lost his or her job. Under these conditions, employees will react in a number of different ways. Some may withdraw and become depressed. Others may become more aggressive and verbally lash out or engage in other non-productive behaviors.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.